Chapter 3. Young Revolutionaries. The Binnenhof, The Hague, April 19, 1678. The Binnenhof, a peculiar jumble of medieval remains, Renaissance invention, and contemporary improvisation, was the center of government of the United Provinces of the Netherlands, located in the small city of The Hague, some 30 miles south of Amsterdam, north of the northernmost branch of the Rhine River, and just inland from the sand dunes on the North Sea. Unlike Amsterdam, the great metropolis, The Hague was always a seat of government, the homes of the Counts Holland, the States General, and the elected stadtholders of the United Provinces. It turned its back to the sand dunes and the sea. The canals were less prominent than the Vever, in whose still waters visitors could see a serene reflection of the Binnenhof, its Gothic spires just rising over the newer outbuildings. Here in the Gothic hall built by Count William of Holland in 1249 had met since 1583 the States General, the representative assembly of the seven states, Holland, Zeeland, Utrecht, Gelderland, Overijssel, Friesland, Groningen, that made up the United Provinces. At the center of the Binnenhof was the Gothic Riedesaal, with its cobblestone courtyard flanked by wings and outbuildings with pierced arches. On one side is the Vever, a small lake whose waters flowed into defensive ditches, a vestige of the moat that had once surrounded the castle. Here were the offices of Prince William of Orange, stadtholder of the Netherlands for the previous 6 years, and therefore Captain General of the Army and Admiral General of the Navy. And here, on April 19th, he met with John Churchill, a representative of King Charles II and his brother James, to discuss the terms on which England would join the United Provinces in their war against France. 10 years later, Prince William and Churchill, two brave and daring men, would play critical parts in the Revolution of 1688-89. But in 1678, these two 27-year-old men were meeting to discuss matters of war and peace at the Binnenhof. The Hague and the Binnenhof, like London and Whitehall Palace, had a far from serene history. It was here that the States General abjured the allegiance to Philip II.